Hi, thank you, Michael, Joan, and thanks to all of you for joining us tonight. You all know how important this election is, so I don't need to hammer that right now. I might be back a little bit later. For now, I'll just read a couple of poems. I'm going to read three poems tonight. This first one is called Music. The music is always dying. And so, I'm afraid, is everything else. I attend funerals too often, and those mostly for ideas, like empathy and common concern. What are the neighbors up to? Do I even care? Is someone in that silent house hurting? Up there in the bedroom, how many pills fill that rigid fist? Today, the president called himself the chosen one, and the rest of us just shrugged. There he goes again. More importantly, who covered the spread? What's on for the weekend? Who's buying the next round? All the buildings have blown down on Butler Street. The cemetery trees were yanked out at the roots and thrown by an invisible hand at the graves, as if to say, hey, you dead, get ready. There's company coming. This is called Small Town Romance. You could almost weep for the bankrupt bartender, but watching his hands for a sign of mercy is the very definition of a wasted day. Over the entrance, they've hung a sign that insists you go away. Habit is the law of the land. Pride and prurience are rewarded, just as empathy is openly despised. They'll piss on you just as soon as leave you dead, translates the Latin on our family crest. Get out the shovel. There's another truth to bury. That old couple shares the window table every day about this time, the blood softly clanking around their gray bodies. He worked a double as often as he could, and she did the same. So went youth and dreams. The streets are crumbling, and our chief exports are cancer and cruelty. Lately, we've all gone unlisted in the phone directory. Blank pages. Like a thing a ghost would write. This is my last poem. Thank you for listening. I'm excited to listen to everybody else here. This is an amazing, amazing group of writers. So this is called Out of This Country. Talking only to myself under the shuddering lights of the YMCA, the Mexican war streets storm into this perilous evening. Somewhere, my son is grinning and getting ready to yell. I feel as though I could collapse on some manicured stoop and with little effort disappear into the dust. The park must be some battlefield where the ghosts of our failures stalk one another, the blood of good intentions staining that ground. A few bucks and here's a bourbon poured neat. A few more, and now I'm surrounded by new friends. Where will it all lead? With a fool in the White House, all things are possible. Every manner of humiliation, right there at my fingertips. Say you are lost. This will bind you to the rest of us. Out of this valley, there's a chance at a better life. Out of this city, out of this state, out of this country. It's a time for sad truths. This is the best life I could hope for. The same could be said for you. Don't let it be said of you. Thank you.